I think at this point it's totally appropriate to introduce myself, since this is the maiden voyage, the inaugural trip, I suppose you'd say, of Adam Umach audiobooks. So, no surprise. Hi, I'm Adam Umach, and I want to go ahead and thank you right out for the download. That was very awesome of you. Now, the trick is keep listening and buy my books. Just wanted to go for that hard sell right there. And I'd like to go ahead and introduce you guys to this new great experiment that I'm doing on the web right now that involves putting together audiobooks, ebooks, and downloadable print-on-demand books for all the crazy ideas I have in my head, and I've turned into kids' books. A couple of years ago at the Pittsburgh Comic Con, I was with my friends Sean Pryor and Chad Ciccone of Action Lab Entertainment, and my other buddy Dave Wachter, who, is a freelance artist and does some things for IDW Publishing. And we were talking, just about ideas, and we were, batting around some goofy ideas and stuff. And I said, "You know what? I've got an idea for a comic book. You've got John Henry, you've got Paul Bunyan, hilarious hijinks ensue. It's totally all ages material, and it's a surefire hit." Well, after, the development, that idea over the course of a couple of months and laying out the initial storyline, I decided to kind of switch gears, and instead of making a comic book, I wanted to stick with what I knew and I wanted to write. And, I think as a writer, everyone kind of gets that craving to actually put together their own book and their own novel. And I'm happy to say that Folks, Book One, History Repeats Itself, is right now self-published, which is a really cool thing. But instead of just talking about all the books and stuff, I thought it would be cool if we kind of like jumped into the old time bubble and went back a little bit and kind of see how everything started. So, December 6th, 1980, it was a dark and stormy night. Franklin, Pennsylvania, my mom and dad went to the hospital. Yada, yada, yada. We moved to Florida when I was about 2 years old, and I grew up with my parents and grandparents raising me in Central Florida, a little town called Winter Springs, and I went to Oviedo High School there. And it was in my newspaper class with Mr. Desormier and Mrs. Jepson that I really, really started to sink my teeth into the idea of writing and the promise of writing professionally, and really doing something that I enjoyed and was pretty painless. Little did I know that, taking 2 years to write a book would be a little more in-depth than, a feature article on the football team. back in 1997, I think I'd still do it all over again. And from that, I got a lot of opportunities to go to conferences and, pretend I was important and all that stuff when I was in high school. I got to do the morning announcements and all that stuff. And the rug was promptly pulled out from under me when my parents informed me over dinner one night at Bob Evans that we were going to be moving back up to Pennsylvania. So any chance of getting a date in that high school was totally dashed, and I'd have to start all over again. This was a good thing, though, because I had a bad haircut, and I still had those giant red glasses that I was commonly mistaken for Sally Jesse Raphael for. So I guess it all worked out in the better. So we moved up to Pennsylvania, and I started high school again at Penn Trafford High School. A bunch of like-minded ne'er-do-wells and myself, my friends Ron and Steve, we decided to put together the first, and to this date, I'm pretty sure only, underground newspaper at Penn Trafford High School. That's right. We were going to rock the suburbs like nobody's business. And we put together the newspaper, The Savant Garde, which was a really, really absurd, bizarre newspaper creation that was actually had a pretty wide circulation. We distributed over, I believe it was something around 800 copies to the student body and local businesses in town that really were just like, okay, and took us in as unwanted orphans. When I was kind of, wrapping up high school, I really wasn't sure what was going on. Do I want to be, a poor journalist, or do I want to be an educator? And well, my brain got thinking, you know what, I think I kind of like this teaching thing. So I went to Shippensburg University for 4 years, and I got my English degree and my teaching certificate. Just a quick side note, getting the teaching certificate, probably the best decision I've ever made, because I have friends to this day who just have their English degrees and they still have no idea what they're doing or what their ultimate purpose in life is. So, thumbs up for the backup plan. After Shippensburg, I was kind of, just aimless in what I was doing and where I was going, and I started to just kind of imbibe in a fate worse than death. That's right, substitute teaching. Truly something I would never wish upon my arch nemesis or worst enemies. But Good news. While I was substituting for the better part of a year and a half, I got very, very good and adept at operating VCRs and basically babysitting 15-year-olds. They even had me teach band one day. It's like, what do I even do? Just stand up and say go? Whatever. One thing I will tell you, though, in all seriousness, was it was because of the substituting experience and basically having to think on your feet and manage a class on your feet so much for so long. I think that's really what got me the full-time job teaching. And I'm really happy to say that I've been with Frederick County Public Schools in Frederick County, Maryland, for the better part of 8 years, which is pretty crazy to me. And FCPS is a great school district. And it's really, you know, besides my wife, one of the loves of my life is the fact that I have an awesome job with an awesome county and a very supportive one, too. And I have spent my time those last, you know, near that last near decade or so at Thurmont Middle School, where I teach 8th grade English. You know, part of putting all these books together and stuff, too, is just to kind of, you know, practice what I preach as far as, you know, the lessons we talk about with writing and voice and tone and mood and attitude and plot, theme, character, all that crazy stuff together. And I think that this is a great format to do all that stuff in. Otherwise, whenever I get home from school, I get to hang out with my wife, Jamie, who designed my website and also designed my books, which is pretty awesome. If you guys click the links in the show notes, you can jump on over to her website and check out her print and her digital work as well. I spend my time collecting artwork from comic books. I'm a really big collector of artwork from DC Comics, as well as getting sketches and all that kind of crazy stuff at comic book conventions. And also, on the weekends, you can usually find me and a bunch of other people from Thurmont with a board game group that we have put together. My friends Bob, David, Ryan, and I get together usually on the weekends, and we just have these ridiculously long gaming sessions, whether it's Arkham Horror or Kingsburg, Carcassonne, Settlers of Catan, or Dominion. Myself and the rest of the guys get as much game time in as possible Friday and Saturday night, you know, before we have to get up on Monday for work, so we can get as much game time in as possible. The cool thing about all this is that you can follow along with all of my crazy adventures at adamumac.com. It covers a lot of the stuff that we just talked about. You can click on news, and what that will do is kind of give you a heads up on different projects that I'm working on, or convention appearances, or book signings. You can click on books to get free downloads of the first chapters of all my books, as well as purchase them through PayPal. You can take a look at my blog, in which I cover different comic books and board games and all kinds of crazy and family-friendly stuff. If you're a student, you can click on Language Arts 8. And what that will do is that'll give you our course syllabus, that'll give you a list of frequently asked questions, that'll give you a heads up on our writer's notebook and our assignments in class, as well as different extra credit assignments too. Lastly, I think it's very important to mention that I want you to contact me. I really appreciate receiving, you know, feedback and criticism for my work, as well as being introduced to the prose and the comic book work of other people. So feel free to send me an email, and I'll be happy to write you back and respond to your letter. You can write me at adam@adamumac.com. Now, regarding my professional responsibilities as an educator at Thurmont Middle School, please direct any school-related emails to adam.umac@fcps.org. If school-related inquiries are sent to my alternate email address, they will be deleted. Now, with the publication of my books, I've been able to more easily share my thoughts and my insights on a handful of subjects that are really, really near and dear to me. If your school, your department, your library, local comic store, gaming store, museum, organization, secret society, whatever, is interested in having me for a speaking engagement or an author visit, please contact me for further details. I'll get back to you as soon as I can, along with my technology needs. My presentations last usually about 45 to 60 minutes in length, and after the presentations, I'll be more than happy to offer a Q&A session along with a book signing. My presentations include, you know, my work that includes the books Folks and Positive Disintegration, as well as presentations on education, English, and language arts, ranging from comic books and graphic novels in your school media center and library, to using board games effectively in the classroom, as well as teaching current events and argumentation and the English and language arts classroom. I also offer some comic book and graphic novel presentations, including The Hard-Boiled History of Crime Comics and Doomed, The Anatomy of a Supervillain. So, thanks for listening so far. I hope you guys are interested, and I would appreciate your support immensely. You can find me on Facebook at Adam Umach, educator and author. You can subscribe to Adam Umach audiobooks on iTunes. You can connect with me on Skype at Adam_Umach, and you can follow me on Twitter at Adam Umach. Pretty cool, huh? Thanks a lot for your time. I hope to hear from you soon, whether it's just a tweet or a note saying you like the books. And so, with a deep breath, I think I'm ready to jump in head first. Thanks again.